While I was skeptical and suspected that his rudeness toward me was a carryover from unresolved feelings toward his father, there was no question that he appeared much more relaxed. I turned to my EMDR trainer, Gerald Puck, and told him how flummoxed I was. This man clearly did not like me and had looked profoundly distressed during the EMDR session, but now he was telling me that his long-standing misery was gone. How could I possibly know what he had or had not resolved if he was unwilling to tell me what had happened during the session? Jerry smiled and asked if by chance I had become a mental health professional in order to solve some of my own personal issues. I confirmed that most people who knew me thought that might be the case. And then he asked if I found it meaningful when people told me their trauma stories. Again, I had to agree with him. Then he said, "You know, Bessel, maybe you need to learn to put your voyeuristic tendencies on hold. If it's important for you to hear trauma stories, why don't you go to a bar, put a couple of dollars on the table, and say to your neighbor, 'I'll buy you a drink if you tell me your trauma story.' But you really need to know the difference between your desire to hear stories and your patient's internal process of healing." I took Jerry's admonition to heart, and ever since have enjoyed repeating it to my students. I left my EMDR training preoccupied with three issues that fascinate me to this day. 1, EMDR loosens up something in the mind-brain that gives people rapid access to loosely associated memories and images from their past. This seems to help them put the traumatic experience into a larger context or perspective. 2, people may be able to heal from trauma without talking about it. EMDR enables them to observe their experiences in a new way, without verbal give and take with another person. And 3, EMDR can help even if the patient and the therapist do not have a trusting relationship. This was particularly intriguing because trauma, understandably, rarely leaves people with an open, trusting heart. In the years since, I have done EMDR with patients who spoke Swahili, Mandarin, and Breton, all languages in which I can say only, "Notice that," the key EMDR instruction. I always had a translator available, but primarily to explain the steps of the process. Because EMDR doesn't require patients to speak about the intolerable or explain to a therapist why they feel so upset, it allows them to stay fully focused on their internal experience, with sometimes extraordinary results.